From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says Indonesia may produce COVID-19 vaccine in early 2021. World Health Organization WHO warns COVID-19 crisis may get worse and worse. Now the news in detail. During a casual meeting with journalists at the Merdeka Palace on Monday, President Joko Widodo said he believed Indonesia would be able to produce a COVID-19 vaccine early next year. He is positive about this as tests are being done in parallel with international pharmaceutical companies. He said it was predicted the vaccine will be produced between January to April next year. Earlier, reports said state-owned enterprises such as Bio Farma and Kalbe Farma had opened partnership with international pharmaceutical companies such as China's Sinovac Biotech in producing a COVID-19 vaccine. President Joko Widodo said once the vaccine was produced, it would be prioritized for healthcare workers and groups prone to the lethal effects of the virus. The government predicts the nation needs up to 347 million doses of the vaccine. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, at a meeting in Jakarta on Monday, stressed on the significance of controlling population movement in Indonesia's areas bordering with neighboring nations to contain the transmission of novel coronavirus disease, COVID-19. The president, in his remarks at the meeting on discussing the acceleration of effort to mitigate the COVID-19 pandemic, as quoted by Antara News Agency, noted that serious measures should be undertaken to control interstate vehicular and people movements, since the government also observes a rising trend of imported COVID-19 cases. President Joko Widodo recently paid a visit to several provinces to witness up close the COVID-19 mitigation efforts. At the meeting, President Joko Widodo commanded government officials to deliver whatever is deemed necessary to handle the COVID-19 pandemic and its impacts. In commemoration of the 18th anniversary of Jammu and Kashmir Martyrs' Day, or Yom-e-Shuhada, on Monday, July 13, the Embassy of Pakistan in Jakarta, in collaboration with Diplo Corps, a youth forum of the Sharif Hidayatullah State University, Jakarta, held a webinar on the topic Foreign Policy of Pakistan and Regional Challenges. A release received by Voice of Indonesia on Tuesday, July 14, said, speaking on the occasion, the Chargé Affairs of Pakistan to Indonesia, Syed Haider Khan, highlighted various contours and highlights of the foreign policy of Pakistan and gave a detailed description of Pakistan's history, geography, strategic location, and regional dynamics. He discussed various issues faced by the world, including the rising wave of Islamophobia, U.S.-China trade war, COVID-19 crisis, great powers contestation in the Indo-Pacific region, unrest in the Middle East, Afghan peace deal, and India's hegemonic posture in the South Asian region, with special reference to the recent problems created by India with its neighbors including Pakistan, China, Bangladesh, and Nepal. Quoting the recent illegal attempts of changing the demography of Jammu and Kashmir by the Indian government, Mr. Khan strongly condemned and rejected these steps and expressed the resolve of the government of Pakistan to fight the case of Jammu and Kashmir at all forums. The webinar was attended by a large number of youth, scholars, and intellectuals. Let's move to international news. When coronavirus cases increased by 1 million in 5 days, the WHO warned that the COVID-19 crisis could become worse. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, at a virtual briefing in Geneva on Monday, July 13, revealed that many countries had taken the wrong steps in suppressing the rate of coronavirus spread. According to him, the steps taken by the government and its people do not reflect the tendency to continue to increase the positive cases of COVID-19.
Let me be blunt. Too many countries are headed in the wrong direction. The virus remains public enemy number one, but the actions of many governments and people do not reflect of this. The only aim of the virus is to find people to infect. Mixed messages from leaders are undermining the most critical ingredient of any response: trust. I want to be straight with you. There will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that the government needed to explain well the strategy of suppressing the COVID-19 transmission rate. In addition, residents also need to adhere to the basic health principles, such as keeping a distance, washing hands, wearing masks, and staying at home if sick. If comprehensive strategies and basic health principles are not adhered to, the pandemic will get worse.
If governments do not clearly communicate with their citizens and roll out a comprehensive strategy focused on suppressing transmission and saving lives, if populations do not follow the basic public health principles of physical distancing, hand washing, wearing masks, and staying at home when sick, if the basics aren't followed, there is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Global infections stand at 13 million, according to a Reuters tally, with more than 500,000 deaths. France on Monday started restricting Chinese airlines to one passenger flight per week, saying it was acting in response to curbs imposed by Beijing on French couriers. As quoted by Reuters, July 14, the French embassy in Beijing on its website stated from July 13, Chinese companies will only be authorized to make one weekly trip, and the discussions are underway between the two governments with a view to reaching a satisfactory solution. Chinese state aviation regulator, CAAC, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The French embassy said three Chinese couriers, Air China, China Eastern Airlines Corp, and China Southern Airlines Corp, were each authorized to make weekly flights from Chinese cities to Paris. Group of seven finance ministers on Monday called for a full implementation of a G20 freeze in debt service payments by all official bilateral creditors amid growing pressure on Chinese state-owned banks and enterprises to join the relief effort. As quoted by Reuters in a teleconference on Monday, the G7 ministers underscored the need for greater transparency about lending, a U.S. Treasury spokesperson said, an apparent reference to confidentiality clauses included in many Chinese loans to developing countries in Africa and elsewhere. The ministers discussed domestic and international economic responses to the coronavirus pandemic and strategies to reverse a deeper than projected downturn in the global economy ahead of a virtual meeting of finance officials from the group of 20 advanced economies on Saturday. G20 members, including China and the Paris Club of Official Creditors in April, offered a freeze on debt service payments to the 73 poorest countries through year-end to free up an estimated $12 billion in funds for fighting the outbreak. The last item, Japan's annual defense review accuses China of pushing its territorial claims amid the coronavirus pandemic and suspects Beijing of spreading propaganda and disinformation as it provides medical aid to nations fighting COVID-19. As quoted by Reuters on July 14, Japan said in the defense white paper approved by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's government on Tuesday that China is continuing to attempt to alter the status quo in the East China Sea and the South China Sea. The white paper described relentless intrusions in waters around a group of islets claimed by both nations in the East China Sea, known as the Senkaku in Japan and the Diaoyu in China. In the South China Sea, it said Beijing was asserting territorial claims by establishing administrative districts around disputed islands that forced countries distracted by the coronavirus outbreak to respond. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling the steps of the Indonesian government to suppress the spread of COVID-19. The Indonesian government keeps focusing on handling the COVID-19 pandemic, especially with the high increasing number of people exposed positive. Until Monday, the Task Force for Acceleration of COVID-19 Handling announced the number of new infected patients was 1,282. So the total number of positive cases is 79,981 cases. Of the 215 countries and regions that have positive cases of COVID-19, Indonesia is at 26th rank. On some occasion, President Joko Widodo has asked his aides to move quickly in responding to the rise of positive cases of COVID-19 in Indonesia. He also asked them to increase the number of PCR tests to 30,000 per day, especially in the 8 priority provinces, namely East Java, Jakarta, Central Java, West Java, South Sulawesi, South Kalimantan, North Sumatra, and Papua. In a limited meeting of the acceleration of handling the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, President Joko Widodo asked again his aides to keep focusing on testing, tracking, and treating patients infected with COVID-19. Steps are continuously taken by the government to suppress and even break the spread rate, although currently it is felt to be more difficult. Indonesian people have already done their daily activities with adaptations to new normal. However, there are still many people who are not familiar with the adaptations of new habits. In some places, people who are active do not obey the set health protocols. Some do not wear masks, do not maintain physical distance, or even do not wash hands with soap. So it is very necessary to re-socialize the National Health Discipline Movement. As stated by President Joko Widodo, Indonesian people must return and further improve their discipline related to the obligation to wear masks, keep safe distance, and wash hands frequently. It is the duty of all individuals in Indonesia to remind their surroundings to pay attention to and implement the health protocols. If they still violate, sanction must be applied. Another step that might be done immediately is to open data on who is infected with COVID-19. This option was presented by Chairperson of the Task Force for Acceleration of COVID-19 Handling, Tony Monardo, at a working meeting with Commission 8 of the House of Representatives, DPR. Indonesian law does not allow patient data to be published. In regard to this, the government of Indonesia and the DPR must make a quick decision. If the data is open, it will be possible to avoid more victims. So, testing, tracking, and maintenance will succeed maximally. The steps that have been prepared and carried out by the government will not automatically be effective without the awareness and concrete action of the Indonesian people. They must play an active role and break the chain of the spread of COVID-19.
Compliance with the health protocols will be able to quickly reduce the number of spreads. Moreover, the World Health Organization has released an official statement that mentions a number of studies that shows that the coronavirus can survive in the air, especially in closed spaces. Listener, that was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. I'll begin with July 14, 1958, when the Iraqi Revolution begins. Abdul Al-Karim Kashim, a brigadier general in the Iraqi army, staged a military coup in Iraq, overthrowing the Hashemite monarchy. Iraqi King Faisal II, Crown Prince Abdullah Al-Ilah, and Prime Minister Nuri Al-Said were killed during the coup. King Faisal II is the last king of Iraq. Qasim took over the position of prime minister, which he held until 1963. The coup also led to the dissolution of the Arab Federation of Jordan and Iraq. Now let's move on to July 14, 2004, where former Indonesian police chief Hugeng Imam Santoso dies. Hugeng Imam Santoso served as the fifth head of the Indonesian National Police from 1968 to 1971. He is a respected figure in the Indonesian National Police. Although he only served 3 years as National Police Chief, Hugeng has brought great changes to the Indonesian National Police. In addition, a firm, clean, simple, and honest attitude made his name a legend in the police force. In fact, he is willing to live in a very simple way just to maintain integrity. He passed away on July 14, 2004 at the age of 82 years. I'll end today in history with July 14, the National Tax Day is set. Indonesia commemorates July 14 as Tax Day to observe the first time the tax issue was proposed in the draft constitution at a meeting of the Indonesian Independence Preparatory Agency, BPUPKI. The session lasted from July 10 to 17, 1945. On July 14, the chairperson of BPUPKI, Rajiman Wedio Diningrat proposed the taxes be regulated in the law. The termination of July 14 as a tax day was decided through the decree of the Director General of Tax on December 22, 2017. Commemoration of the tax day came into force in 2018. So that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Berdiam di dalam rumah ini denganmu, dari malam hingga malam lagi. Terkungkung langkah ragu tak kemana-mana, dari Rabu hingga Rabu lagi. Semakin banyak waktu untuk bicara, semakin ku paham harapmu apa. Semakin banyak waktu untuk bersama, bersyukur ku kau untuk jiwa raga. Bila ini baru tetap kita saling menjaga hari depan. Hadirmu sangat berharga, ku ingin engkau tahu aku sayang kamu. Di bawah atap lindungan yang sama, menunggu tenangnya langit pagi. Sadari indah kerut wajahmu yang baru, tenteram setia mengawalmu. Semakin banyak waktu bersamamu, semakin mahir ku menata rindu. Semakin banyak waktu di dekatmu, semakin ku paham apa doamu. Bila ini
bukan ada,
tetap kita berharga, ku ingin engkau tahu aku sayang kamu. Aku sayang kamu.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today entitling Indonesia Threatens Economic Cooperation with Countries in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. Indonesia threatens economic cooperation with countries in Eastern Europe and Central Asia that are members of the Eurasian Economic Union, EAEU, through the process of establishing Indonesia-EAEU Free Trade Agreement, FTA. The road to this process was the main discussions at the inaugural virtual meeting between the Indonesian delegation and the Eurasian Economic Commission's EEC, the executive body of the EAU, on Thursday. As quoted on the website kemlu.go.id, this meeting was a follow-up to Indonesia's proposals to establish a joint visibility group in the context of the establishment of the Indonesia-EAEU FTA, which was approved by the EAU trade ministers on May 18, 2020. Both sides discussed a number of issues in the Joint Feasibility Study Group, or GFSG, terms of reference, including the proposed scope, GFSG methodology, timeline and publication of the terms of reference and joint report. The meeting agreed to review the various inputs, exchanging drafts, including planning a meeting to complete the terms of reference. The inaugural meeting is a step forward since the FTA Indonesia-EAEU plan was initiated in 2017. The establishment of the Indonesian EAEU FTA will encourage the expansion of the Indonesian export market and enhance Indonesia's trade cooperation with EAEU. EAEU consists of Russia, Kazakhstan, Belarus, Kyrgyzstan, and Armenia, which are rich in natural resources, agricultural products, and have technological advantages, with a large market potential of more than 180 million people and gross domestic products GDP, according to purchasing power parity, worth $4.4 trillion, or the GDP per capita, $24,800. The Indonesian delegation consisted of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Ministry of Trade, and the Coordinating Ministry of Economic Affairs and the Indonesian Embassy in Moscow. Meanwhile, the EAEU delegation came from all member countries. That was my Indonesia. Thank you for listening.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Mengenalmu, yakinkan cinta untukku, walau cemburu merayu. Selalu menginginmu hingga cinta jadi candu dan buatku terus memburu dirimu. Ku nikmati cinta sendiri dulu, membiarkan aksara asmara bercanda padaku. Kamu belum seutuhnya coba cintaku, walau harus masih ku tunggu dirimu meninggalkan dia yang bukan untukmu. Merayumu bahagiamu, kau pun sudah tahu itu cintaku. Ku nikmati cinta sendiri dulu, membiarkan aksara asmara bercanda padaku. Kamu belum seutuhnya cintaku, walau harus masih ku tunggu dirimu meninggalkan dia yang bukan untuk.
Ku tahu kau tahu apa yang hatimu mau, ku tahu kau tahu hanya ragu di hatimu. Dengarkan bisikan hatimu tentang cepat sudah kau tinggalkan dia.
Ku nikmati cinta sendiri dulu, walau harus pahit ku telan sakitku. Dirimu meninggalkan dia
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Watu Letar Beach in Malang, East Java Province. With its location directly border with Indian Ocean to the south, Malang Regency has many beautiful beaches. One of them is Watu Letar Beach. The beach is located in Rowotrate, Sitiarjo Village, Sumber Maning Wetan, Malang Regency, East Java. The distance Watu Letar Beach is about 60 km from the city of Malang and can be accessed within 2 hours. Along the trip to the beach, you can enjoy the green scenery of trees and forests with its refreshing air. To enter this tourism object, you have to pay an entrance ticket only 10,000 rupiah. The name Watu Letar is taken from the cliff around the beach that has flat shape on the tip. The cliff, which is located in the middle of the sea, becomes very striking because of its flat shape. It makes local people call the beach with the name Watu Letar. Entering Watu Letar Beach, you can find clusters of mangrove and smooth and clear sand at the beach. There is also estuary of Sitiarjo River, which can be done by using boat while enjoying mangrove forest panorama. Watu Letar Beach has many rocks and bays which make you comfort when swimming because its waves is not too high. At the east of Watu Letar Beach, there is a coastal basin that is bounded by a large coral hill. Its shape is like bay so that it is safer for swimming. Due to this area is still desolate, the beach also becomes a place to watch the life of turtles, an activity or releasing small turtles or hatchlings to nature. This condition also makes Watu Letar Beach become center of ecotourism and turtle preservation. Traveling to Watu Letar, you can also participate in the preservation activity of the turtles to the wild nature. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a radio lesson on Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language that introduces the vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Agency for Language and Book Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is, Apa yang akan kamu pelajari? Or in English, what would you study? Next, I will give an example of a conversation on apa yang akan kamu pelajari or what would you study. Kevin asked Siri what subjects she would study.
Siapa nama dosen bahasa Indonesia kita?
Bapak Dewa Hartono.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce the expressions and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is, apa yang akan kamu pelajari? Apa yang akan kamu pelajari? Which means, what would you study? I will say the sentence twice and you can repeat after me. Apa saja? Apa saja? Which means, just what? Mata kuliah. Mata kuliah, which means subjects. Pelajari, pelajari, which means study. Sejarah bahasa, which means language history. Linguistic, linguistic, which means linguistic. To find out information about something, you can use apa saja, which means just what. Here is an example of its use. Mata kuliah apa saja yang akan kamu pelajari? Mata kuliah apa saja yang akan kamu pelajari? Which means, just what courses will you study? Linguistik 1 dan sejarah bahasa. Linguistik 1 dan sejarah bahasa, which means Linguistic 1 and Language History. Before we end Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Siapa nama dosen bahasa Indonesia kita?
Bapak Dewa Hartono.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. Well, we'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. I'm Nika Kusmawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Welcome to the new normal. Now we are facing uncertainties. Uncertain of when the pandemic will end, and also many other uncertainties. coronavirus pandemic has changed many aspects of our lives. If you want to survive from this pandemic, you should prepare to adapt and live the new normal. In the prediction of the new normal, health and hygiene became the top commodity. Fear of getting infected makes people keep their health and hygiene more tightly when going outside. There will be sinks everywhere. Hand sanitizer becomes the most wanted goods. People wear masks everywhere. Always keep your distance when doing activities. And avoid crowds. Also, you should not make any physical contact, even just for shaking hands. Vitamins will be consumed as many as food. Before traveling, people will have their temperature checked and will not be permitted to proceed if found not healthy. Temperature will always be checked during social activities like at malls, restaurants, or everywhere. It's also possible in near future, people must bring personal health document when traveling, or health tracking system at airports and other transportation terminals can be more practical and efficient. Well then, welcome to the new normal.
Aku
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a mellow song entitled Jangan Angan-Angan Sampai Asmidar Darwis. The song entitled Jangan Angan-Angan tells us that life in the real world is better even though full of challenges and sadness. The song also advises everybody to keep doing good and increasing faith. The song has a middle tempo with fully advises lyrics. The song is one of Melodeli's songs. Melodeli is one of mellow music genres which popular in the 1950s. Here is the song, Jangan Angan-Angan, sung by Asmidar Darwis. Happy listening.
Hidup penuh romantika. Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.